Shanti, 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 peace. Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again. I love all of you just the way you are. All is well. Many people still ask me, Robert, will I be enlightened in this life? Would I have to go through many lives? Will I awaken in this life? Will I become free in this life? Will I have to go on playing games like everybody else? Making believe? When will I awaken? And it's very funny to me. My answer is never. You will never awaken. It's like the water in the mirage asking, when will I become real water? How long do I have to be a mirage? When will I become the real water? And of course, it never becomes the real water. When a mirage can never become anything, but a mirage. It will always be a mirage. So it is with us. What you are can never be anything else. For you do not exist as a body at all. And if you do not exist as a body, what can become self-realized? In other words, you have nothing to become self-realized with. You cannot become self-realized. It's impossible. Forget about it. Don't even think of it. Self-realization has absolutely nothing to do with your body, or your thoughts, or your mind, or your practices, or your sadness, or anything else. Self-realization is the ultimate reality. It is a pure awareness, the nirvana. And that doesn't exist either. So what exists? There's no answer. For what exists can never be known with a finite mind. This is why we do the work from where we are. We know nothing about becoming self-realized or becoming liberated. We simply wonder who we are. We just ask ourselves, where does body come from? What appears to be a body? And we compare it to the water in the mirage. It's an hallucination. It has no validity. In other words, you have no existence whatsoever. You have never had an existence. Nothing exists. Yet we appear to exist. So what to do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is. You don't try to change it. Stay the way you are and keep still. That's the best thing you can do. Be happy just the way you are. Of course, the only way you can be happy is by keeping still, by not reacting to things. By leaving everything alone and being yourself. When I say being yourself, I mean being you the way you are right now. Nothing else. The world of reality exists by itself. It just is. There's nothing you can do to change anything. Do not try to change anything. Do not work on yourself. For every time you're working on yourself, you're emphasizing that you're the self, a mortal self. It needs to be worked at. Just be yourself, the way you are right now, in this moment. I'm not saying to be yourself last week or to be yourself a week from now. Be yourself right this moment, this second, this instant. And you'll be safe. Do not concern yourself how to be yourself. Do not concern yourself what you have to do to be yourself. You don't even wonder where this is to be the self. Just be. Do not question it. Do not try to understand it. You'll always be the way you are. Nothing can ever change that. So you might as well get on with it and be happy. Suffering comes when you try to change yourself. Suffering ensues when you try to develop moksha, liberation. When you try to transcend yourself, then you suffer. When you're trying to attain something that doesn't exist, and it hurts. Isn't this wonderful not to do anything? Neither try to retain the same or become anything else. What about pain? What about lack of limitation? What about poverty? What about the rest of these things that exist? It's all part of life. You're not trying to get rid of it. Look at it, accept it. Be happy with it. And leave it alone. What I'm really saying is get your mind off yourself. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop thinking about anybody else. Whatever is supposed to come to you will come to you. Whatever you're supposed to have, you'll have. Wherever you have to go, you'll go. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. So why not enjoy where you are? Right this moment. Stop trying to change things. The very trying makes them worse. The body that you're wearing right now is an hallucination. You are not that person whatsoever. But because you appear as that person, you go through many experiences that that person has to go through. Do not fight it. Do not try to change it. Leave everything alone. You'll be very surprised at what happens if you leave everything alone. But when you try to change bad for good, you're fighting a losing battle. What can be done? You may tell me of people who use their mind to achieve things in the world, to heal himself of disease, to heal himself of lack of limitation, to become powerful beings through thinking. Those things are only changes, temporary changes. do not try to be a human being. Go beyond that. You go beyond that by doing nothing. Yet some people do not understand. Think you have to sit down like a lump and do nothing. On the contrary, when you're doing nothing, you're doing something. Something is being done. Something will always be done by you. But yet at the same time, nothing is being done. So the question is something being done or is nothing being done? And there's no answer. What do you want to achieve? And why do you wish to achieve those things? Only for yourself, like an indictment. An animal leads a normal life. He can't think like we do. It goes through its life, and when it's time to leave the life, it leaves it peacefully, happily. But as human beings, we fight, trying to live forever, trying to maintain the same beauty we've always had, same happiness, same joy. This is all a waste of energy. All is well, just the way it is. You are perfect just the way you are. There's nothing that you have to do. There's no one you have to please. There's no God that you have to appease. You are the one. All of these ideas that are going through your mind of people, places, things, gods are all you. You are creating everything. Everything that you can think about, you're creating. Everything comes out of yourself. Just like you're dreaming. The mistake we make is we try to awaken from the dream. From the mortal dream, from this dream. Yet who's to awaken from it? The person that wants to awaken doesn't exist. You see what I'm saying? Nothing exists that has to do anything. The person that wants to be free does not exist, has never existed. The person who's looking for moksha does not exist. Then again, what does exist? Total silence exists. Pure, profound silence. Never try to comprehend these things. We're using the mind, we're using the cells that are the mind that connects to the cells of the universe. And make your life miserable by doing this. There's no difference between you and a tree or a mountain or a sky or the ocean. The whole universe is composed of hydrogen atoms. So you're nothing but a hydrogen atom. How does it feel to be a hydrogen atom? See how your mind begins to sink? It's difficult for most of you to stay silent. You're not required to understand anything I say. I speak as a nonsense. It's all nonsense. And some of you are taking it in so profoundly, like it's important. Who are you really? I have no idea. If you have an idea of who you are, you've got a problem. We're not that at all. Again, go back to the beginning when I opened up this sentence. Who thinks this sometime? You can never be anything. You that you think you are can never be the same. Always remember this. The you can never become anything. The only freedom you really have is to be still and quiet. That's the only freedom you've got, to be totally quiet. Everything else is an hallucination, a lie. So most of you want me to sit here with you and tell you lies. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. Stop believing something can happen to you to hurt you. What you are was never born. It knows nothing of birth. The one that knows about birth and death doesn't exist. So here we are, together again. why do you come here? If you have a reason for coming here, it's the wrong reason. There's no reason for doing anything at all. What a bunch.
We've given up trying to stump the guru.
Is there any question that can be asked?
Yes. Feel free to ask him something.
Well, that's the question. Is there a question that can be asked where the answer to it is not in the same category as the question asked?
Any question asked has its own answer. And the categories that we have in our minds is where we put categories and questions. Therefore, when you ask a question, it has an answer. It has to be in the same category asked because it's the only category there is. And the only category. There's only one question, one category. It's all the same. There's nothing else.
The number on your driver's license.
I don't have one.
Good try. You said to always be yourself, and I look at myself and I see I'm always changing. So I come to the conclusion that always be changing, which sounds like an oxymoron.
And change is the only reality. Everything must change. But look at yourself and don't judge yourself. Just look at yourself. Watch the changes being made and keep looking at yourself. If you do this correctly, you'll go through the changes. You'll go beyond the changes. By looking at yourself, the changes are outside of you and inside. But your true self has never changed. There's nothing to change. Because there's only one self, and that's you. So when you look at yourself, you see changes. As you keep looking at yourself day in and day out and watching the changes will come to an end. And you'll find something beyond the change, which is something that cannot be explained or talked about.
You've often spoken of reality as effortless, choiceless, pure awareness. Can you explain the use of the word choiceless in that context?
We don't have a choice because we're already real. What we are is choiceless. There's nobody making a choice. There's no choice whether you want to be real or not. Your choiceless awareness, your pure awareness, this is you. And the one that chooses is the ego. In reality, you have no choice. No matter what the ego does, no matter what you choose, no matter how many mistakes you make, you appear to make, you're going to be choiceless awareness. This is your real nature, this is what you really are. No matter what else you do, deep down, you're choiceless awareness. You have no choice in the matter. That's what you are, awareness. So when you think you're making a choice, you're making a mistake. It's the ego that seems to choose. But then it's choice, it's awareness, just exists by itself. And you are that.
We don't have a choice in any area, really.
Exactly. You have no choice whatsoever. Everything is unfolding as it should. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen.
The idea that there are choices is illusion. There are no choices.
There's no illusion. I know. Well, that's the illusion. The one that has the illusion thinks they're human. And you can have an illusion. But if you don't exist, you don't have an illusion. You have to exist to have an illusion. But since in reality you do not exist, There's no one left to have an illusion. Do not think about these things. Just be yourself. Just be. Just. We get very confused when we think about illusions, reality. They're both impostures. Reality is something we make up with our finite minds. We say absolute reality, pure choiceless awareness, Brahman. We say this is reality. We don't know what we're talking about. Reality is way beyond those things. There's no such thing as reality to begin with. Nothing is real, nothing is unreal. That's why the only thing I can help you with is not to think. You're not thinking about what's right or what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's real, what's not. Don't do it. And then you'll be safe.
Well, it's nothing if reality encompasses everything. So thinking is part of reality. So why would thinking encumber reality?
Thinking is not part of reality.
How could something be outside of reality? Reality has to be all there is.
Reality is all there is, but it has nothing to do with what you're thinking. Your thinking comes from the ego, it's from reality.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but you know what I mean? If reality is everything that exists, how could there be something, like if reality is God and God is everything, how could be thinking that's outside of reality and outside of God?
There isn't. Who says it was?
Are you saying to stop the thinking? Why should thinking have to be stopped? Why should it be an encumbrance if it's part of reality?
It shouldn't.
Right.
But I tell you this so you can know
but
what you're doing.
But it does. We know for a fact that things do not obstruct the realization of what we are. That's funny.
It is funny. Nothing can obstruct the realization of what you are because you're nothing. So you have no obstruction. But the thing about this is also a hindrance. I tell you to stop thinking because that's the only thing I can tell you. There's nobody to stop thinking, really. Nobody exists who has to stop thinking. As long as you think you exist, then you have to stop thinking. So I say stop thinking. Because you believe you exist as a body or somebody. Or something.
Oh, so the one that thinking is an illusion.
Of course it's an illusion. It's all an illusion. But as long as you believe you're the body, then you have to stop thinking. You're very strange. We're all very strange.
Where's Elvis?
Wherever you want him to be.
He's in your pocket.
It's up to you. Elvis came from your mind and returned to your mind. Very creative, Elvis.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about becoming less, that we should become less self-involved or self-absorbed. How does one go about doing that?
I don't do anything. You become self-absorbed by simply watching, listening, looking, and not reacting to anything. By taking time out during the day to sit and do absolutely nothing, just sit, not meditate, just sit. Just by the very act of sitting, self-absorption really begins. As you sit, everything becomes very clear, it comes back in you. You pull the whole universe back inside of you, just by sitting by yourself. And you're self-absorbed. It happens by itself. There's nothing you have to do to make it happen. There are no books you have to read, no teachers you have to see, nothing you have to get rid of. Just sit.
We're the couch potato.
Right.
Exactly.
What do you do to keep from gaining weight in that
We just called the
weightless watcher. Weightless
watcher cookbook. Eat your way to enlightenment. If you sit, you won't be hungry. Last week, Robert and Henry were talking about the impossibility of doing nothing. And it used to be part of Christian practice, at least, an acceptable part of observing the Sabbath. People weren't supposed to even buy a newspaper, and everyone thought this was ridiculous. So it was as close to doing nothing as you can do, actually, it is. But then Sundays became such an active day, and all the stores were open. People
never quiet. Yeah. And that's people. How about you? Let people let people do what they want.
It was just interesting, though, because it seemed like such an outrageous idea to be quiet and still be doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it used to be a well-known practice.
Yes. The Quakers are getting it. We will now have a reading from the Ashtavakra Gita by Mary, the author, is Mary.
Dispassion. Seeing to this, neglecting that, setting one thing against another, who is free of such cares? When will they ever end? Consider. Without passion, with dispassion, let go. My child, rare is he and blessed who observes the ways of men and gives up the desire for pleasure and knowledge, for life itself. nothing lasts, nothing is real. It is all suffering, threefold affliction. It is all beneath contempt. Know this, give it up, be still. When will men ever stop setting one thing against another? Let go of all contraries, whatever comes. Be happy, and so fulfill yourself. Masters, saints, seekers, they all say different things. Whoever knows this, with dispassion, becomes quiet. The true master considers well, with dispassion, he sees all things are the same. He comes to understand the nature of things, the essence of awareness. He will not be born again. In the shifting elements, see only their pure form. Rest in your own nature. Set yourself free. The world is just a set of false impressions. Give them up. Give up the illusion. Give up the world and live freely.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Robin.
Someone asked me, what does this song have to do with the teaching? Absolutely nothing. Because I have no teaching. Announcements?
Yes, the Satsang newsletter will be coming out in a couple of weeks, called The Village Idiot. And we need writers for our articles. We need a health and nutrition column. We already have a gossip column, but we want to expand into other kinds of gossip. If you have any ideas for columns or want to submit copy, and if you have a word processor so I don't have to rewrite it, that would be very helpful. Please talk to me about your ideas, and I need the copy as soon as possible in the future, then it'll be much easier once we establish a relationship.
Any more announcements? We should have some more announcements.
New transcripts that come in.
Anyone wish to announce anything? Birth, death, divorce, marriage.
About relationship, because I, every time I want to ask you something and I know it's illusion, there's all this stuff about soulmates and partners and the right person, and it feels like it's all rubbish.
Is it
all rubbish?
It is and it is. Yes and no. It's rubbish when you think about it. When you don't think about it, it happens by itself.
It's still rubbish.
The word rubbish, the ideas about it leave you. And everything happens by itself. That's a beautiful thing about life. If you're really living, you'll always be with the right person, doing the right thing. And the right things will happen by themselves. When you have to plan and scheme, then that's rubbish. Where do these soulmates come from?
Hell.
Does that put anything down? You do not believe anything either.
Well, yeah.
Do not accept or reject. And always find yourself in the right place, doing the right things. All is well. How would you want to say something?
If anybody knows someone that has a potter's wheel they'd like to sell, see me.
You're becoming a potter in your old age? Any more brilliant questions? Well, it's time for prasad. Time to eat. This looks good.
Chop liver.
Oh,
chicken for me.
That's already nice and cut up.
It's homemade banana bread.
Oh, I bet. Great. Yeah, it is. Maybe I'll ask you to do this. Open this one. And.